This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 33 years ago today, a young John Kerry catapulted to national attention. Kerry was a decorated Vietnam veteran turned anti-war protester. On April 22, 1971, he appeared before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he challenged lawmakers with this question.
How do you ask a man to be the last man to die in Vietnam? How do you ask a man to be the last man to die for a mistake?
John Kerry's dramatic testimony still divides some of his fellow Vietnam veterans today, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John Kerry's hair was longer and his Boston Brahmin accent pronounced when he appeared before the Senate committee in 1971. In the 2 years since he'd left Vietnam, the former Navy lieutenant had immersed himself in the anti-war movement. Sitting at the witness table, wearing combat fatigues, Kerry offered a grisly catalog of what he called war crimes committed by American servicemen: raping women, raising villages, randomly shooting at civilians.
Not isolated incidents, but crimes committed on a day-to-day basis with the full awareness of officers at all levels of command.
Some Vietnam veterans applauded Kerry, but others felt betrayed by what they heard as an attack on their own conduct. Some veterans still feel that way, like Ted Sampley, a former Green Beret and co-founder of a group called Vietnam Veterans Against John Kerry.
I don't deny that things happened on the exception, but it certainly was not the policy of the United States government. And it was very offensive to me to be painted with a wide brush like that, where he basically set the standard that later on became what so-called anti-war activists would call Vietnam veterans baby killers.
Some critics now question whether Kerry deserved the three Purple Hearts that allowed him to leave Vietnam after less than 6 months. This week, the Kerry campaign released records documenting those medals, as well as the bronze and silver stars Kerry was awarded for great personal courage. Speaking on Meet the Press last Sunday, Kerry stood by the sentiments he'd expressed in 1971, but said some of the words were ill-chosen.
I think some soldiers were angry at me for that. And I understand that, and I regret that, because I love them.
Kerry says his anger at the time was directed at policymakers, not servicemen. Skip Barker, who served with Kerry in the Mekong Delta, applauds his willingness to say the war was wrong, decades before those, like former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara.
You know, John was right. He was right as a young man, and the older heads agree with him. The only problem is they're agreeing 30-odd years later. In the meantime, they were pursuing a policy and a procedure that, you know, was very deadly.
Kerry ended his prepared testimony in 1971, saying he and his fellow veterans-turned-protesters were determined to end the war, and by looking to the future.
And so, in 30 years from now, our brothers go down the street without a leg, without an arm, or a face, and small boys ask why, we will be able to say Vietnam. And not mean a desert, not a filthy, obscene memory, but mean instead the place where America finally turned and where soldiers like us helped it in the turning.
33 years later, Senator Kerry held a campaign rally at the University of Miami. As often happens, a veteran in the crowd shouted out, "Welcome home, John." Kerry said, "Thank you, brother," and then spoke of trying to turn the course in another war, the increasingly deadly war in Iraq that he voted to authorize.
The news of these last weeks tears at all of us. I learned what it was like to be the tip of the spear of American foreign policy, to carry an M16 in another country. The United States of America deserves a president who understands we don't go to war because we want to, we go to war because we have to. That's the standard for the United States.
The Kerry campaign began running television ads this week, calling for a greater international role in the Iraq War. Kerry says it may take a new president to achieve that. Scott Horsley, NPR News.